This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
When John wrote, "The Word became flesh," he was talking about Jesus Christ. At 10 weeks inside Mary's womb, he had perfectly formed little hands and feet that would be pierced for our sins. A tiny heart was already beating that would someday hold enough love for all of mankind. His then two minuscule eyes would penetrate our souls and see our sin-stained need for his sacrifice. Already then, he had arms to embrace the poor, lame, and blind, a mouth that would preach the gift he came to give, and a gentle touch to heal the sick and send evil spirits fleeing before his presence. Yes, the unborn child Jesus Christ was much more than flesh and blood. He was also King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let him be yours.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.